You might have a strategy for how you put money in the stock market. For many people, that strategy involves looking at past performance and making educated guesses of where things might go in the future. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SBC Financial in Rockville, Maryland, and he joins us this morning with more tips to make some good decisions in 2011. Arthur Stein, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Amy. How are you doing?
We're doing great, but we want to review 2010 stock market performance and how things went.
Well, 2010 was definitely a year where riskier investments did better than supposedly safe investments. Risk was rewarded. And that means that stocks outperformed bonds, emerging markets, which is small country stock markets, outperformed larger countries' stock markets. The small cap stocks did about twice the rate of return of larger company stocks. And, of course, commodities were way up last year. The other side of that is that savings rates declined sharply. The interest rates on one-year CDs were down 46%. For your listeners who have money in the G fund, the rate of return was about 43% lower than it was in 2007, 59% lower than it was in 2001. Of course, it's still a positive rate of return, but people need to keep in mind that it's a much lower rate of return.
And Art, I wanted to ask you about the recent vote to extend the tax cuts, you will, or not raise tax rates, depending on how you look at it, for at least another 2 years. Well, do you think that'll have an effect on investments in the coming year?
Yeah, you know, it will have an effect because it's kept the low tax rate on capital gains and dividends, which is a positive for investments in stocks. The problem is it's just a two-year extension. There are just so many parts of the tax code that are temporary instead of permanent. And I think for investors, not just, you know, individuals investing money trying to decide whether they should be in stocks or bonds or whatever, but also for, you know, large investors who are like starting companies or expanding companies, the unknown makes it hard to invest because you don't know what tax rates are going to be in 2 years. But it's certainly a positive for the economy that they kept the rates low. And, of course, they extended unemployment benefits, which will be very stimulative. They reduce the tax rate, you know, the amount that's withheld for Social Security by 2%, which will put more money in the pockets of everybody who's working. And so that's got to be a positive for the economy. And, you know, most economists expect 2011 to be a good year for the economy to continue to expand. But when we look at it, there are a lot of problems out there. There's a lot of scary things. We don't know if they're going to cause a problem or not. States and municipalities are, you know, have a severe budget crisis. People are very worried about what's going to happen to a lot of muni bonds. Unemployment's expected to stay very high. Housing is not doing well, not expected to do real well this year. And many countries, including China and lots of other countries, are raising interest rates to keep a lid on inflation, and that reduces demand for goods. And, of course, the bond market, lots of people, and I'm one of them, think that eventually interest rates have to go up, which means the price of existing bonds goes down, which means it's very bad for the bond market.
Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SBC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. So then that forecast sounded kind of dark, to be honest,
well,
Arthur. So
I don't know if it's dark or not because we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
I think, you know, it's fair to say that most economists think that the U.S. economy will continue to do well this year, but not great. And, you know, one of the questions is, will it do well enough to make a significant dent in the unemployment rate? Not many people expect that. So, you know, it's always positives and negatives, and it's certainly the outlook for this year is, you know, there's good and bad.
And I wanted to ask you about cash. You can send mine in a plain paper bag. A lot of corporate America is sitting on a lot of cash, and, you know, the average person, cab drivers and so forth, look at that and say, well, golly, you know, they're not investing, they're not hiring people. Yet a lot of cash sometimes seems to make a company attractive to investors. So are you, would you recommend that people take a look as one of the factors at how much cash a company has on hand when they make that investment decision?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, you know, buying individual stocks, one of the things you want to look at is how much money does the company have. And Tom, as you said, you know, lots of companies have very large amounts of just cash, you know, short-term investments, $20, $30 billion in some cases. And that makes them a stronger company because they don't have to worry about debt. And, you know, compare that to a company that has not a lot of cash, a significant amount of debt. That's risky. If interest rates go up, that debt's going to become very expensive.